to get him.
Kevin wanted me to share something with you. This is Blurred Lines. Get it? That's what he said to me.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
Hey.
That makes total sense. Well played, Kevin. We'd give you a raise, but...
Well, it's Monday.
Yeah, we can't do that.
All right, Blurred Lines, here's the thing, and Bertrand, you can get in on this too. We're growing up. We have a very limited amount of games that we love and toys, and each and every one of us has played with an Etch-A-Sketch.
Oh, yeah.
Bertrand?
Sure.
I got pretty good. I could figure out a way where you twist both the knobs, where you can get a diagonal line as
right.
opposed to just up or down.
Right, good.
But our guest, Jane Labowich, is amazing. I can't believe what you have done with this Etch-A-Sketch. Welcome to the show.
Having me.
Absolutely. All right. You do more than diagonal lines and vertical lines. You have recreated an amazing piece of art. Which masterpiece is this?
I did Sarah's Sunday on La Grande Jatte.
All right. You may not know that by just the name. I know this painting, and you will too, listeners, because there's a telltale person in this picture that identifies it. There's a woman with an umbrella she's very dressed up. She's in a park and she's got the biggest butt in the world.
Oh, nice. Nice. Did you have to have a special Etch-A-Sketch made, Jane, to be able to pull that part of the picture off?
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's how Wendy judges all of her art, as to whether or not the subject has a large butt or not.
No, listen, this was so unmistakable. It was like Nicki Minaj before Nicki Minaj was around.
Sure.
And it was a painting that was hanging in our elementary school right in front of the nurse's office, right outside the nurse's office.
Mm-hmm.
And you would notice how giant the butt was. Sure. And everybody would go, oh my God, look at that woman's butt.
Well, that's all we wanted to do, Jane, so thanks for coming by.
No, come on. How do you know this painting?
Sunday in the Park with George is a famous painting, but as a kid, it was on the cover of Playboy magazine 1 month because they hid, you know, the Playboy rabbit symbol?
Yeah.
They hid it somewhere
in her butt.
Well, they could have, I guess. I don't know that that's where it was. But how did you come about this skill? I mean, to be artistic is one thing, but to use such a specific medium is another. How did you pull this off?
Well, I started playing with an Etch-A-Sketch when I was 4. And just like every other kid, I had one in the house, except I was really bored all the time. And my grandma wouldn't really let me watch TV. So it was like the other thing to do other than watching TV. So
You made your own pictures on what looked like a TV.
Yeah. It was like the next best thing to having a TV to watch. So I inadvertently taught myself how to use the toy and didn't even realize until I was about 12 that other kids didn't know how to play with it. Like, I just lived in this insular bubble where I just assumed everybody knew how to draw an Etch-A-Sketch.
Well, we do to an extent. You can make like crosses and plus signs.
The outline of a house.
Right.
That's about it.
But now you have absolutely recreated this masterpiece called, what is it called again?
Sunday in the Park with George.
Or the
is
French.
Right?
Or Sunday on La Grande Jatte.
Yeah.
La Grande Butt.
That's what Wendy calls it, Jane.
Sorry.
Don't think less of us.
How did you recreate this? Like, exactly. I mean, Bill, do you know?
To the smallest detail.
I know. Can you make these little lines round them off that?
Nope.
Well, so I did this over the course of 4 sittings at the Art Institute. I decided that I wanted to visit the original painting in all its glory because it would have been a fun idea to do it in the office too, but there's something special about being in front of the real thing.
And sure.
In the public eye, just being at the Art Institute is one of my favorite places in Chicago. But I taught, you know, it's something that I taught myself how to use the toy. And once you get past the point where you don't have to think about which way the knobs turn, it's just intuitive from there. Like, I don't have to think about how to operate the Etch-A-Sketch as I'm using it. For me, it's as simple as drawing with a pencil and paper.
Boy, not us.
But the other element is you can't double back on part of it once you've finished that part of the painting.
Yeah, you can.
No, but you don't want to make extra lines, you know what I mean?
Right, that's a good point. In fact, there are unique challenges to Etch-A-Sketch in that, you know, it is all connected with one line. So say I'm on, you know, working on the big butt, and I want to go to a tree over on the left, I have to retrace exactly over lines that I've already created if I want to travel to that point.
Oh, so you can, but the trick is you have
precision.
To be exact. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, all right.
Didn't you always try to go over the lines?
You could never do it.
It was like right next
you
to it.
Off by 1/32nd of an inch.
Right.
The smallest.
Right. And that matters on an Etch-A-Sketch because everything is so small. I mean, the height of one of the heads on here is probably approximately like 1/4 inch. So
yeah.
Every minute detail does matter.
Did you ever do this? Because I did this as a kid and still regret it, kind of. I was so curious about that device that was inside that I cleared the entire screen. It took me a couple of days, and then you get to see the inner workings. You see a vertical and a horizontal metal pole and a
right.
little cone in the middle. And
yeah.
you can never get it back again. Once you've cleared it, it doesn't come back.
Right. Yeah. Every Etch-A-Sketch is a little bit different, so some of them erase better than others. But in my experience, I remember doing that as a kid too, and it
yeah.
just kind of
it ruins the illusion, doesn't it? I mean,
right.
I'm glad I did it, but
it ruins the mystique.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of does.
What do you mean? You filled out the whole thing in like you made it black?
I completely
yeah.
cleared it so you could see the inside because it's like a silvery dust. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's aluminum powder that coats the screen, and so you're operating a stylus that's hooked up to these horizontal and vertical axes that are operated by the knobs. So then, when you make the screen go black, you're just scraping all of the powder off
right.
the screen.
Right.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then I could kind of see inside and see what the inner workings look like.
During the 1950s, do you know how odd this is? It was invented in France. Obviously, you knew that.
Right, right. Yes. It was invented by André Cassin in France. And,
the Etch-A-Sketch was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was bought by the Ohio Art Company, who had it until quite recently, until February. And they just sold it to Spin Master in Canada.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah. So you've done, this isn't your first art work. You've done other famous paintings at
oh,
some
yes.
point, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've done two different renditions of the Mona Lisa. One in its kind of traditional form.
And a big butt one for Wendy.
Wait, say that again?
Did you do one with a big butt for Wendy?
Mona Lisa might have had a big butt, but it was not sticking out
right.
like Le Grand Butt.
right. Why would you tackle the same one twice? Did you learn new methods to improve on it by the second one?
Yes. The second one, I decided to treat it in more of a kind of 8-bit style, in keeping with the original concept of an Etch-A-Sketch, how most people draw with kind of staircases and stuff.
Yes.
I thought it'd be really fun to approach it in a different manner, and it was really well received.
It's so funny that you have a name for that because I always wonder because it's hard to make rounded edges. I mean, it's so precise that you're going to get an upline or a sideline, but
right.
to do a rounded edge. So you're right. We are all kind of doing it in a staircase style pretty much.
Right. And it was actually more difficult for me to render it in a kind of blocky staircase style because I'm so used to operating both knobs that I had to restrain myself from just going straight for the curve
right.
like I normally would.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, we are going to, I know it's radio, but do you have, it's princessetchasketch.com.
Yes.
That's your website.
All right, so you can go there, listeners, and check it out. We're also going to take some pictures and put them up on our Facebook page at Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. We question the fact that you brought this beautiful masterpiece up with you today. And how come it's not disappearing? Are you keeping it completely straight? Is it in a pizza box? And is it
right? Right. So I yes, my Seurat rendition is not yet preserved, which means I haven't yet made it permanent. So as long as I just keep it flat with the earth, I can take it everywhere. I've been riding the CTA with it all over town. I've been walking with it. I've ran with it a few times when trying to catch a train.
How can you make it permanent?
Yeah.
Is there an option that we're not aware of to make something permanent?
Yes, there is a way to make it permanent. So it's a messy process, but it's doable. You can drill a hole in the back of the toy and then remove all of the excess aluminum powder out from the inside so that when you shake it, there's nothing left to recoat the screen and what is on the screen will remain.
Did you have any idea you could do that?
No, but Bill,
that.
Come on, think about it. What did we make? A dog walking up a staircase?
Yeah,
who's going to save
you
that?
Save
right,
that.
It's a process that I've tried and tested many times because it's become necessary for me if I want to preserve renditions that have taken me hours and hours to create.
You're an artist, Jane Labowich, in the studio with us. You're an artist. Do you ever have a little bit of self-doubt after you've taken all the powder out and said, I could have gotten that a little better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's one of those things where done is better than perfect. You know, I can look at a rendition and think like, man, I wish I would have done this a little bit differently, or I wish I wouldn't have added this line here. And with on an Etch-A-Sketch, there's no erasing.
Right.
You can't undo anything. So you have to commit to every line you draw. So if there's anything that sometimes I find that I overwork a rendition and you can't just erase back and get rid of those lines.
What does that mean, you overwork a rendition? Too much detail? Is that what that means?
Too much detail, adding writing too many lines, sometimes less is more.
Yeah, I bet.
And, you know, on an Etch-a-Sketch, every line has a distinct thickness. So you're either really working with, you know, dark or nothing. And so you have to be careful sometimes not to do too much because it can look... It can look too busy.
You can't really do shading, right? There's no way to do shading.
Oh, there's shading on there.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've developed a few different kinds of shading techniques. Sometimes I do little minute squiggly lines. Sometimes I do a series of parallel lines.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm going over those lines up to like 20 times.
To make them really dark?
Yeah, to get that real black darkness that I'm looking for. Yeah. So there is a there is a way to give an Etch-a-Sketch rendition tonal range,
That's
believe it
phenomenal.
Or not.
Phenomenal.
Every time you say something, Bill and I just look at each other in disbelief, like, oh my God.
If you saw the crap that Wendy and I made on Etch-a-Sketches, you would get up and leave. You would just walk out.
I made Snoopy on top of his doghouse once, but he had a squared off nose.
Hey, that's still impressive. You know, I started with staircases too.
There's hope for us, Bill.
Mine is always a boy waving. That's yeah. Like I have over 1,000 versions of boy waving with fingers that are all mangled. It's just hideous to see what I've done.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're talking Etch-a-Sketch with Princess Etch-a-Sketch. You can find her amazing work at princessetchasketch.com. Her name is Jane Labowich, and we'll return 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. What you can't do is what Princess Etch-a-Sketch can do. Her name is Jane Labowich, and she started playing with an Etch-a-Sketch when she, what did you say, 4 years old?
Yep.
And now she does such amazing work during the commercial break. Bill, why don't you explain some of the gorgeous works of art we just saw?
Jane showed us about a half a dozen, some of them on the smaller version of the Etch-a-Sketch, some of them on the standard version of the Etch-a-Sketch. Each one of them just stunning. I can't even imagine the amount of hours it must take you to create these works of art. What does it take you?
Oh, thank you. On the small ones, I can knock out a rendition in as little as 15 minutes for the really simple stuff, but sometimes it can take up to 4 to 5 hours.
Yeah.
On the large Etch-a-Sketches, things usually start at 1 hour at the bare minimum and can take over 25 if I'm doing particularly detailed work.
I would have guessed a lot more, by the way. You look at those, you say, that's a month and a half. I can't believe you're doing that quick.
I bet you're getting quicker with them, though. As
I
you
am,
doing.
Yeah. The more I do, the quicker I get, definitely.
All right. And if you go to princessetchasketch.com, you're going to get a link to her Etsy store. And I have to tell you, there, unlike Bill, there are a lot of Bears fans in this city. And there's a little Etch-a-Sketch, a mini one, of the coach. It's
of
Ditka.
Mike Ditka, yeah.
And
oh, look at that.
Do you do custom work? Like if somebody has
yes.
a logo for a company? Because I'll bet you get a lot of work.
Yeah, I'd say about 80% of my work is custom. And that Ditka Etch-a-Sketch was a custom order that I did, I think, 2 Christmases ago. Yeah.
You know, my son has not gone to prom yet because he's a junior, but I am going to save this idea and I'm going to share it with everyone. How cool would that be if I could do a custom order where she would write the name of the girl he's going to ask, will you go to prom with me?
That would be outstanding.
Aww. Oh, my
that's
God.
Nice,
talk
nice
about
move.
Promposals.
Right, right. And you went with the Ditka where he's not currently having a heart attack. He's just standing straight up, no heart attack version of Ditka. That's a good idea. I'm doing, and I'm not trying to steal your idea, but I'm doing American Gothic using Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Is that going to take me a long time, do you think?
Yeah, I'll probably take a few Rock'em Sock'ems
All right,
to put that
that's
together.
Fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
So the price range on these is what? What's the high end and the low end from the price range?
Right, the low end starts at about $120,
yeah.
and then the high end can be over a grand on some of my large Etch-a-Sketch
editions. I don't think that's a lot at all. I really don't. For the amount of hours you put in and the beauty and the novelty of this all, I don't think that's a lot of money at all.
All right. I'm confused with your Etsy website might be wrong because there's a Pokemon thing.
Oh, yes. Okay. So I also sell prints, and the prints are at a significantly lower price point. But yes, I've done a lot of Pokemon work. I do a lot of pop culture related things as well. So yes, I'm a fan of Pokemon. I'm a fan of video games. A lot of stuff in that genre. I've done a bunch of work, and it's been pretty well received online.
Are you afraid, because I know that you do other art, are you afraid that your other art will be overshadowed by what you're able to pull off on an Etch-a-Sketch?
Not really. I do art in other media, but I've always enjoyed doing Etch-a-Sketch art the most. So
good.
I'm just running with it. Like, I'm thankful that any of my art has gotten any good reception. So, yeah. I mean, I'm just counting my blessings, really.
And these prints are, what, $7? And that's pretty cool, too. Like, my 16-year-old son's way into Pokemon. He's going to be 17 next week. And this is just a picture of what you've done on a mini etch-a-sketch. And there's that, like, red leather that it's laid on. And then you photograph it and do a print?
Yeah. Yeah. I take high quality photographs and then I offer them as prints for people who are looking, who are interested in my work and want to support me, but are looking for a lower price point, which I totally understand.
And Jane, galleries can contact you. You would do a showing in a gallery, right? I mean, you could hang these etch-a-sketches up. That's,
oh, yes.
That's legit.
You've had showings,
definitely.
I hope.
Yeah. In January of 2014, I went to Paris to show my work at a fashion show. It was a really great adventure. I showcased about 20 pieces of mine there, and I've had works up here and there in galleries throughout Chicago. And
how was it received in France? I mean, sometimes, you know, it's Paris, it's France.
Right. They invented it in France, so
they did. Well, yeah, they did. Were they kind to you?
Yes, they were.
Yes,
they
All
were
right.
very kind to me. Yeah.
All right. How many cigarettes did they smoke while looking at your work? Because that's how you can tell if they like what you do, by how many cigarettes they smoke.
You know, there were actually a lot of cigarette smokers.
Yeah, I would imagine. Sure.
Couldn't believe it. Smoking right indoors. It was just
everywhere.
Really?
So common. Yeah.
Bill always says that. I didn't believe people
true.
In Paris smoke.
Little baby smoke in France.
There's a little spiral thing. I mean, if you go to princessetchasketch.com, it connects you to her Etsy site.
Right.
I got to tell you, completely blown away by this. We'll put together a little video of all the works that you brought in so listeners can see it on WGNradio.com and our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder.
Wonderful.
You're so good at this. And I'm not just thrilled that you're able to pull this off, but that you enjoy doing it so much. That's the best part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm so thankful that I'm able to do what I love.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm ordering some. These are really such a unique thing. And again, if you have a business or a logo or something, that would be really cool to get and frame and put on your wall.
Yep.
Totally
cool.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I've done a lot of logo work. Companies do like contacting me because it's a unique way to display your logo. It's no one would expect it.
All right. Why isn't Etch-A-Sketch behind you and providing you free Etch-A-Sketch? Why don't you do a logo of the Etch-A-Sketch and send it to them?
Oh, sure. Well, Etch-A-Sketch was just recently purchased by a new company, Spin Master, in February. And I've just started communicating with them. I mean, they've just acquired this toy, so they're still figuring everything out. But I'm really excited about working with them in the future. And it seems like they're going to be really great for promoting their artists.
That's
and everything.
Perfect.
Send them a copy of this podcast. You can get it at WGNradio.com. If we can help in any way, she's amazing. She's Princess Etch-A-Sketch, Jane Labowitch.
Thanks, Jane. I appreciate
Thank you.
We'll do the news next. Kim will give you the news, and then we'll talk to Eric Zornitz, Bill and Wendy on WGN.